from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another beautiful day in the presence of God. Today is the fifth day in the new month of January and the new year. But the year is moving. Are you moving as well? If you are moving, I say congratulations. Walk in your own resolution. Don't lose focus. Be focused. Walk with the power of His might that is in you. And the great grace of God will manifest better and greater in the name of Jesus. Brethren, this year is gradually moving. Remember, we're in the year of victory. You needed strength. You need to be more committed to the word of God. You need to concentrate on your plans. Brethren, as you are doing this, definitely you are walking towards victory. And whatsoever good thing that you will lay your hand upon, that's what the Lord will bless. So what are the things that you are laying your hand upon? Is there anything proving stubborn or difficult? Don't relent. He is part of it. Move forward. The great grace of God will manifest better and faster in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled. For those that are celebrating or marking their birthday, I say happy birthday. It's a season of laughter, and the glory of the Lord will manifest more. In your new age, you will discover new things in the name of Jesus. For those that are marking their special day as wedding and some other things, I don't know what is your special day, your memorable day. My prayer is that it shall be positive always in Jesus' mighty name. The great grace will work for you. That is done and settled. Let us move on. In this new year, I've told you that the Lord is ready to help us. The Lord wanted to empower us. The Lord is ready to turn every good thing that we lay our hand upon for better, to move us forward. But what are you doing? Is your spirit down? Are you thinking about what is going on, what has been going on around you? How people are behaving to you? Don't relent. At the end of it all is Jesus that you see. The mighty hand of the Lord will manifest better. Looking into the book of Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3. Let's read. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offering. Look at that. God's promises. What is it that you are trying to do? Don't expect everything to be rosy, for success cannot be achieved on bed of roses. That's why He knows our weaknesses. He knows what we are in need of, and is ready to do it for us. That's why He said, I will pour water on the land that is very dry. That is you. If you are looking at yourself and say, throughout last year, I made no hedge. There are things that you want to achieve, but you are unable to achieve them. The Lord is saying to you today that He will help you. Pouring water on the land that is dry, on a dry ground. That is, it's like you planted a seed and it's in the dry season. Do you know when you keep on pouring water on it, in the morning, in the evening, you will still have results. That's what the Lord is saying. And He said, I will pour a stream of water on dry ground. No, this year, you will receive God's help in Jesus' mighty name. You know, when you have glory, definitely there will be challenges. There will be things that will contend with you. Don't worry. Keep moving. He said it again. He said, I will pour out my spirit on your children. Are you looking at things and you are saying, how am I going to get this done? How will I do it? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my plans? The Lord wants to help you. Why don't you release yourself? Great and mighty things start small. When you are having challenges and things are not working your own way, you don't need to feel bad. Just renew your strength. Renew your heart. Be hopeful. That's what we call faith. When you have faith, you look at things that are as if they are not. Just make sure you are upholding, you are walking in the promises, the vows and pledges you have made. Don't change your heart. Keep moving. The devil wants you to have an avenue to block God's blessing. So the devil will be ministering to you. Don't do this. Do this is what you do. Don't walk contrary to the blessing of God. If you walk contrary to the blessing of God, the devil will have his way. Looking ahead into the word of the Lord for today, in the book of Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. Isaiah 59, 21. Hear what the Lord is saying to you. Again, say, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. This is my covenant with them. My spirit that is upon thee, and my word which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. You know, generational blessing. Make sure you are keeping the word of God. You are keeping your home part of the bargain. Concentrate on God. Those things that you are looking at, those your mocker, those that are looking at you and they are looking at you as well. No, God is taking you somewhere. Brethren, count it all joy. Walk in it. Don't give avenue to the devil. Whatsoever the Lord has laid in your hand to do, do it with joy. Do it with happiness. The Lord said, I will put my word in your mouth. I will put it in the mouth of your children. And I will put it in the mouth of your children's children. That is generational. Things are changing for better. There is nobody that you see in the world today that don't have one challenge or the other. But what happened? They concentrated on God. They are looking up unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. Brethren, do so today. Wait upon the Lord, and it shall be well with you. This year is your year of victory. Till tomorrow when I will be coming your way, I said, victory is yours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.